Would you like to be seated? What we're going to do over the next half hour or so is one or two formal bits. We're going to hear a treasurer's report from Ron, and then the minister's report from me, believe it or not. This meeting isn't our APCM. It's the closest we have it as a church family, but the APCM, the formal bit, is on Wednesday at St Paul's at 7:30, which leaves us on this occasion just to concentrate a little bit more just on what God's been doing among us here at St Mary's. At the APCM, there will be, that's the time when we make appointments at the parish level. So I just want to run through a few of those, just so you know what's going on. First off, our pro-wardens are, they're not actually elected. They are not actually formally accepted, but just acknowledged, I think, at the APCM. It's a bit of a strange situation. But anyway, this year, Sue is stepping down as pro-warden, having spent 7 of the last 8 years as our pro-warden here at St Mary's. Sue, Richard thinks so. I'm hugely grateful, and we're all hugely grateful, Sue, for all the ways in which you've served St Mary's over such a long time. Richard, come back, because... Yeah, I need one too, yeah. I'll hand over to you for a moment, shall I?
In a moment. Keep going.
In a moment. Oh, keep going. Oh, thank you. How about that? Right. No, Sue, you know more about St Mary's than anybody else here, I think. You've kept us running over some interesting times. Yeah, we're really, really grateful. And Richard has a small...
Yeah, just a couple of things, if I may. Do you mind just vacating for a moment? I'm online, sorry. So, 7 or 8 years, you said? So that's... So you're doing it when you started at 22, 23. And I've only been doing it 2 years, so I'm only 24. The Lord does bless us with non-truths sometimes. Now, if I may just a moment or two, because one of the most important things is to also appreciate partners. As much as Sue does all the work and the time that she does for the church, the partner is also giving the time off. But I only found out last night that David isn't going to be here today. So I have rallied a substitute. So if my substitute can step forward, please. I always seem to miss out on all these hugs, so can I have one as well? Now, as an appreciation both to Sue and to Dave, sorry, Derek, I've just got a little something, and it's very important. For Sue, not a giveaway, but thank you very much, Mum.
Thank you very much.
And for David.
I didn't think you cared.
Please accept this gracefully. The other thing is a bottle of communion wine. She over-ordered the non-alcoholic. Thank you. Just to finish, so because I can see Ian is sort of doing this at the edge, and just to finish indeed, to welcome David, if I may, but again, very, very much in line. Priscilla, thank you very much. After 6 months, I'm sure he'll be back again. Thank you.
I'll go with Sue.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you, Sue, and David. Who's, as Richard indicated there, we've asked David Phillips if he would stand in Sue's place, and he's agreed. So I'm very grateful to David and to Priscilla for supporting him. It's not an elected position. It's actually in my gift. But I wonder if you'd just show your appreciation to David for standing for us. So that's pro-warden. Other things that come up at the APCM are the election of deanery synod representatives. And as of this morning, there are four vacancies and four nominees, two of whom are from St Mary's, so Simon Morrison and Hilary Latham. Please do come on Wednesday and support them by voting for them, because the books are open until Wednesday evening, so there may be an election if there are further nominees. Thanks to Vanessa, who serves both on diocesan synod, which means she also gets to sit on deanery synod and PCC. So that's a full compliment there. Thank you, Vanessa. As well as deanery synod, there will be elections on Wednesday for the PCC. And at the moment, there are more vacancies than nominees. So if anybody feels... see Richard. But I wanted to say thank you to both Adrian and Stephen Rice, Adrian Rose and Stephen Rice, who are ongoing as PCC representatives from St Mary's to the parish PCC. Thank you both. Now, locally... and this doesn't come up at the APCM. The St Mary's is run from a management team, the St Mary's management team, who are responsible for all operational matters here at St Mary's, and who have been delegated responsibility by the PCC in discerning and planning for St Mary's future. Management team meets monthly, including an away day and an away half day during the year. There are a few changes this year in the membership of the management team. So Clive stepped down just before Christmas in order to concentrate more on the 20th anniversary year of Barnabas Outreach Trust. Sue will no longer be ex officio, as she will no longer be warden. And Karen has reached the end of her two-year term as an elected representative. So who will be on the St Mary's management team for the coming year? I wonder if, as I mentioned, your role you would stand. Firstly, there's four ex officio roles. So that's the minister, the two pro-wardens, and the treasurer. So I'm already standing. Ron, Richard, and David, would you just care to stand for a moment? Thank you. You can sit down again. Then we also have three congregational appointees. That's three positions on the management team who are elected at this meeting by yourselves. It's a three-year appointment, so each year we appoint one more as one steps down. So Karen's stepping down this year. Val and Sylvia are partway through their terms, and we have a one... open position to bring some new blood onto the management team. And when nominations closed on Wednesday, we had just one nomination, and that was from Chris. So Chris is duly elected. So would Chris, Val and Sylvia just stand for a moment? Thank you. Then the leadership team has two further appointees who the previous year's leadership team appoint to be on the next year's team. And the reason for doing that is so that we can make sure that people who have a strategic ongoing role for the coming year are on the leadership team. So previously, Caris served in that capacity, Clive has served in that capacity, and somebody else. Anyway, when the leadership team discussed this last month for ongoing through the next 12 months, we decided that we would really value Sue continuing to be on the management team because of her role as ongoing role as operations manager, and also for Karen to stand for a third year, as it were, in that capacity as continuity, because it's going to be a time of great change, and we thought it was really important that we had people who've got the background. So Karen stepped down to create the opportunity for new blood, but as a management team, we sent Karen and Sue out of the room and decided we'd like both of them to continue. So that'll be the leadership team in the coming year. We have an honorary associate member as well in Fiona, in her role as a curate. Fiona comes along mainly to our away days. So my thanks to all the team, but especially to Sue and Richard for all that they've borne in shouldering responsibility for St Mary's. Ron, over to you for a treasurer's report.
Eric, is that better?
Yes.
Right, okay. Can I have the slides, please? Well, oh gosh, that's a bit weak and watery, isn't it? I thought the colours would be better than that. Sorry. In general, last year has been a good year. We had normal giving was up. This slide gives 2015 is the blue. Turn it on. Sorry? That's it. The blue is the 2015, the red is 2016. So I'm showing the comparison between 2015 and 2016 there. Normal giving, as you can see, was up. We got a little bit less tax recovery. Not quite sure why that was a bit less. Presumably because of more folk who were doing things through CAF or something like that. We gave an exceptional amount of about just over 12,000 to the operations manager appeal, and thank you very much for all that. The corresponding blue bit in the next column was the previous year in 2015. We had Caris. And we actually took money out of the Caris fund, as I call it, to help pay for her in that year. So in this year, we should be taking money out of the operations manager fund in a similar way to last year taking money from the Caris fund. And that's the gross income, which includes that operations manager giving. As you can see, it's a little bit more than the difference there. We had a good year, basically, because we didn't spend as much on anything. apart from parish share, yes, which is not really parish share. It's our contribution to the St. Paul's parish share. A lot of expenses have been on hold to a certain extent this year because of the forthcoming independence, and then later on in the year, or beginning of this year, we had the problems of, or not the problems, the opportunities of Nork. Mission, we spent a little bit more on mission because of the extra income. That effectively represents our mission tithe. Ministry costs went down, basically because we didn't have Caris. Parish share went up, buildings a little bit less. Meeting place, more or less even. Office and admin, up. That's basically Sue and the expenses that incorporated with that. This is an interesting one, two reserves. That is actually where our shortfall of expenses went. We've put it into reserves. Of the 12,000 odd that took in for the SU fund, the Operations Manager fund, 9,000 of that has gone to reserves for the next 21 months. I'll say a bit more about that a bit later. And then here we have a surplus for the year, which is actually looks lower than it was. If you take into account the reserves, it's actually a lot more. Moving on to mission, which is always an interesting one. It's something that we live to do. We give 10% of our income, of our gross income, to mission. And so we... Oh, gosh. Keep doing the wrong button. So the giving tithe, as I've called it, has gone up in relation to the increase in income. Specific giving went down with a huge wallop. And the reason for that was that in 2015, we had a mission gift day, which was raised about £7,000. In 2016, we didn't actually have a mission gift day, but we did have some generous donations to mission, which is what the red bit there is. So the total mission income went down. What have we done with it? In 2015, that's where it went. Mission partners, specific gifts, very little, not yet allocated. Well, it was allocated early in 2016, and there was the total outgo. 2016, there's our giving to the specific mission partners, specific gifts, that was in and out that corresponds exactly to the previous slide. Not yet allocated is a chunk, but we have actually now allocated all that. In fact, we've allocated more than that. So we've eaten into some of our mission tithing for the rest of this year. So overall, total outgo goes down in the same sort of way as has the income. Moving on to those reserves, we have a number of reserves, too many actual headings as they are at the moment, and one of the things that I want to do during 2017 is to actually bring some of those similar reserves together. They are somewhat historic. The general reserve... that represents the surplus that we made in 2015, which was about £7,350. This year, the reserve that we, surplus that we have, is about £6,000. I took the opportunity of putting just over £8,000 into a maintenance fund, We were expecting to spend some money this year on various aspects of maintenance, which got deferred because of the uncertainty of various things. So that's been put aside for future years. The discretionary fund is historic. I'm not entirely sure what it is. It's relatively small. It's actually just over £1,000. I believe it's for hardship on and at the.
And I did actually spend some of that last year, but it didn't come out of that fund.
Right. Well done. As I said earlier, the operations manager fund, we have £9,000 in there. And I'll just come back to that when I've gone through the rest of this slide. Children Minister Fund, that's the Caris Fund. There was £724 left in that. In actual fact, that has now been transferred into the Operations Manager Fund. One of our congregation was kind enough to permit that to be done because it was less than the amount they'd actually given to the Children Minister Fund. Fit for Mission. That's actually our biggest overall reserve. It was an appeal that was done some years ago for improving this building. The management team were working quite hard on what we should be doing during 2015, 2016, glass doors for improving the entrance, various improvements to the building. But again, they got put on hold. So we have in there something of the order of, if I look here, give me a moment, 26,000. And then we have another 8,000 in Vision 2020. Again, I'm not entirely sure what the difference is between Vision 2020 and Fit for Mission. It would seem to make sense to put those two together in one pot.
Is more designated than the Vision 2020.
Right. There are certain things. I do need to do some work on what the actual statements made on the appeal documents were in order to do some of this bringing together, if we do. If we can't put them together, then we will we'll arrange that particular spending goes into the right pot. If you add all that up, that is actually £69,000 of reserves in total. But it's not... The only bit that's really free is the general reserve and the maintenance fund, which together add up to about £22,000, I think it is. I said earlier I'd say something more about operations manager. We have £9,000 in that at the moment. If we're going to pay Sue until August 2018, which was the original commitment 2 years from the start, we would actually need £16,660. That's something like a £4,000 gap. Or £4,500. But we do have some pledges that were made when we made the appeal, unfortunately have not been fulfilled. One in particular, £2,000 from an anonymous donor. We can't find out who the anonymous donor is, which is a bit tricky. If you recognise a pledge of £100 a month for 20 months, then please come and have a quiet word with me, or just put an anonymous note somewhere and arrange to make some payments. We do though have another £2,000 which has still got to come in. So, effectively, we're not a huge amount short, but we are something like £2,500 short on payment of Sue for the 2 years. The question that does beg, of course, is what happens at the end of 2 years? Because we haven't, although we've made a healthy profit in apparently in 2016, it wouldn't be enough to pay for the operations manager for a whole year. So we do have to think forward on that. Any questions so far? I've blinded you all with science. Okay, let's move on to how we're doing this year. This is, this time, the blue is the actual and the yellow is budget. As you can see, online as far, just slightly behind on our budget on giving, perversely slightly up on tax recoveries. Other income, we've made some changes, or I've made some changes to the way we account this year. Some of the income that was previously offset against expenses is now being put into income. It's a small amount. Things like the refreshments income, toddlers income, messy church donations and that sort of thing. When you put your money in for messy church lunch, it counts as income, and the expenses come on in the expenses. Operations manager, yes, we've spent some money on operations manager so far this year, and that's come from the reserve. Mission income is our tithe so far this year. Expenses, mission income, we've actually paid out a bit more than than the tithe, because we've brought in some of the reserve from last year. Ministry costs are a little bit up, but only a little bit. Parish share is exactly on budget. Buildings, we are well below budget at the moment. But again, we haven't spent anything because of uncertainty. Meeting place, basically down on budget, but I did put in a reasonably heavy guess as far as heating over the winter was concerned. Office and admin, severely up on budget, and that's basically the cost of printing, toners for the printing and that sort of thing is severely up. And surplus is better than we should have been. That looks odd, a negative surplus for or a deficit for the first 3 months, but that's really the way that bills come in over the year. Overall, a pretty satisfactory situation as it stands at the moment, but nothing to be complacent about. There's the actuary speaking. Yes,
that's good. Thank you very much, Ron. Thank you for many hours of work. Just indicate. Yeah, thank you. Just to show how much work Ron does put in, I had one email from him sent shortly after midnight on Friday night, and I replied to that, not shortly after midnight on Friday night. And then I saw the next email in from Ron was at 1:24 a.m. Ron works extremely hard and puts a lot of hours in, so thank you. Okay, what else has been going on through the year at St. Mary's? A number of folk have joined us through the year, and if that's you, you are extremely welcome. It's lovely to have you as part of our family here. A particular welcome this year, it sounds a bit odd to say this, but a particular welcome to our new curate. Fiona was ordained deacon last year on July the 1st, and she'll be ordained priest this year on July the 1st. Bishop and God willing, that is. Her licence will then include taking communion, marriages, and anything that I do.
Fiona remains working full-time in her secular employment on her front line, and she gives, on top of that, a day and a half a week to St Mary's. So thank you, Fiona, for all your time, your energy that you put into so much ministry here. Thank you. It's also through the year we've welcomed Sue in a new role as operations manager, and it's been great to welcome you in that role, Sue. Sue's arrival has meant changes in the way that we do administration, and I want to thank Anne McIntyre, who's not here this morning, but for the many years that she's handled the St Mary's admin from down at the parish office. A big thank you to her for her support. Everything that Anne was doing in the parish office has now transferred up to Sue in working out of the meeting place. I think there have been two new ministry ventures during the year. One has been the bringing Messy Church into Sunday Morning Live, which we did for the first time in January. So we've had three so far, plus inviting the Messy Church families to our Easter celebration last week. Many of you have commented on how lovely it is to have so many young families amongst us as a church family once again. We've also managed through that to maintain an adult sermon on those Sundays and to introduce a church family lunch every month, which is terrific. So thanks to the whole team who put the whole event together. Fiona coordinates that again, but there are so many people who are involved in that Messy Church Sunday. So thank you to all of you. The other new ministry venture through the year was Refresh at 10, which started last October as providing a warm and welcoming space to those who want to come for a coffee, have the opportunity for a chat. So thank you to Val and to the whole team who make that possible too. And I apologise if there's anything else that's been used through the year that I've forgotten. But thank you, Val. Thank you, Fiona. Few changes in process on pastoral care within the church. Last autumn, we ran the Paraclesis course, equipping all of us for drawing alongside others going through times of need. Judy Golby and Marion Bateman together have been building a pastoral care team to make sure that nobody falls through the net, as it were. And you'll be hearing more about that at the end of May the 28th, when we're going to be commissioning that team in our morning service. Children and young families still continues to be an evolving space as to how we approach. But one ministry which most of us don't see anything of is the toddler group that meet here on a Thursday morning. Our thanks go to Charlotte Elson and Rachel Alexander, who ran that group for a long time, but who stepped down last summer. And Toddlers has continued under a new leadership team of two mums from Messy Church and one carer, Laura, Caroline and Vicky, who've been running it since September. I want to thank Diane Dade, where's Diane gone? Hiding behind Michael. Diane gave many years of service behind the counter at Toddlers for their refreshments and stood down at Christmas. Thank you so much for that, Diane. And also to Hilary Turner and Ruth Eardley, who now run the refreshments at Toddlers, and to Dave Wharton and Vanessa Cope, who continue to serve as and when they can in the toddler group. So it's still connected in to the church family. And so to our future. The last year has seen two very different plans put on the table for St Mary's future. Firstly, as a parish in our own right, in the context of a group ministry involving Banstead, Tattenham Way and Knork.
Just over a year ago, the PCC tasked St Mary's management team with planning for becoming independent within this group context. Last autumn, the diocese initiated the legal process to make that happen. But then the second plan derailed the first. NORC went into a vacancy, and they were told that as they were no longer viable, missionally or financially, as a parish, they would not be getting a replacement incumbent. The group ministry idea fell by the wayside at that time, partly because the priority shifted to securing a viable Christian witness in NORC. 8,500 people on our doorsteps without a viable, vibrant Christian witness. And then we were asked to consider a future, not as an independent parish within a group, but rather as an independent parish which is much larger, embracing NORC as well as Burheath. That's really where we are still at today. We had the meeting 12 days ago when Paul Breyer, the Archdeacon, came and Martin, and both addressed us. What's clear out of that meeting is that becoming a parish in our own right, just Burheath, is no longer an option on the table. And also, Martin made it clear that remaining within the combined parish of Howell Hill and Burheath is no longer on the table as a long-term option either. Right at the moment, I'd have to say that it appears that partnership with NORC is the only way of securing our mission to Burheath, let alone our mission to NORC. But that's not the reason for doing it. The challenge is to embrace those... My battery must have run out. The challenge is to embrace that larger parish of NORC, those 8,500 people, whilst retaining our missional presence and work and ministry within Burheath. NORC also offers us a reason why this community will still continue to exist in the 10, 20, 30 year time frame. It gives us an extended mission field, which is something that we've been praying about for 4 or 5 years. And one of the verses that struck me early on in this process is, freely you have received, freely give. I think we're being called to give of ourselves and all that we benefit from here at St Mary's to embrace a wider community. Can I ask you to pray for the management team as we continue to wrestle with this? We'll be meeting again with the Archdeacon in just over 2 weeks' time. And if this should go ahead, then we'll be seeking to plan how it goes ahead. What's the shape of that partnership? One thing that came clearly out of that informal consultation in inviting questions for the meeting 2 weeks ago was just the commitment of a number of folk here to our mission in Burheath. And I rejoice in seeing that. And we want to make sure that we don't lose that missional drive in Burheath, even if we extend our embrace much wider. We reminded ourselves this morning in the first part that our mission isn't to maintain a cozy church family or a building or anything else. Our mission is to make disciples, to reach wider, and maybe that embraces NORC, and to go deeper, and maybe that embraces sacrifice on behalf of the gospel. I want to close my words by giving thanks to a number of people, as well as those I've already mentioned. I want to thank all those whose contributions we might take for granted and that just go to make up St Mary's as a as a functioning, welcoming, embracing, worshipping, witnessing community. This is always dangerous. In case I omit anyone, I apologise in advance if I do, but in no particular order. There's the coffee and refreshments team, and Hilary, who organises them, the assistant wardens and welcomers, and Roger, who organises them. Intercessors and readers, Vanessa organises them. Dave Hodges, who does so much around the building as a verger. Doug Nurse, who does unseen, tireless work in the garden at the front of the church. You might have wondered why it always looks so good. Well, actually, Doug puts in time there. Those who decorate the church, especially those who organise flowers, and especially Chris, who every week does something with the flowers. And I forgot to say last week how wonderful our Easter lilies were and all the displays around the church. So, thank you, Nicholas. I want to thank the ladies who organise the communion table, especially Shirley. Those who are part of the very extensive Sunday morning live team, praying, reading, leading worship, singing, playing, speaking, leading, organising services. That embraces a huge number of people. Those who assist with communion, the church cleaners. We always need more church cleaners. Sue would always welcome anyone who says, I feel called to join a church cleaning team. Hilary, who organises Time Out, and Simon, Thirsty Thursday, not to forget Hungry Thursday. The Messy Church team, and Sue and David, who organise that. Life group leaders, CAP befrienders, mission partnership team, those who pray for St Mary's, in particular the Monday morning group that meets week by week faithfully behind the scenes, and Jack and Sheila and Joe, who host that. Fiona for her role as our curate, all who've served on the management team, and everyone who serves the church in any way, shape or form. And especially, I want to express my thanks once more to Helen for the way she supports me in my ministry. Thank you all. Thank you all for all that you do as your part in the body of Christ. We are a body. We have different roles to play, but the body needs every member to play their part for us to function. So thank you, whatever your role is. I just want to remind you, APCM on Wednesday, there might be an election, so there's even more reason for going. Let's close. Richard, yes. It's your... Yeah, you've given back.
I've given mine back now. With all those thanks from Ian, there's one person I can't see on that list, but being very, very much hidden and in the background with all the work that he does. More particularly, without Ian's leadership, his... hold the applause for me in a minute. Without his leadership, without his mission, and without his vision, I wouldn't be looking across a large, wonderful congregation that we do have here. So, I'm going to do it in a slightly traditional way. I'm going to do the three hip hips. And at the end of it, we will give him a round of applause. So, Ian, hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
Hip hip.
Hooray!
And thank you, Ian.
Thank you. That's very kind of you.
it's not about any of us. It's about the Lord. And it's about making disciples. So we're going to close our time together singing again and just refocusing on the Lord who sends us out from this place to go and make disciples.